online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran O'Rourke-Tuttiot. We have just left an Irish bar, actually, not far away from the Atlantis Arena here in Lisbon, Portugal, after we watched the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. Now, I will introduce you to our three guests who we heard from already on Tuesday night. But let's run down the results of the second semi-final. Now, the qualifiers are as follows. Norway, Serbia, Denmark, Moldova, the Netherlands, Australia, Hungary, Sweden, Slovenia and Ukraine. Now, sadly, the ones that had to go home are the following eight countries: Romania, San Marino, Russia, Georgia, Poland, Malta, Latvia, and Montenegro. Now, obviously, there has to be a bridesmaid, and not necessarily the bride. But we're going to get some instant reactions. First off, my reaction. I think the biggest casualty tonight, in terms of slightly shocking results, I think, is the fact, obviously, Poland have not qualified. Poland haven't qualified for a semi-final for the this year, of course. The last time they didn't qualify was in 2011 with Magdalena Toll with Yes Stem, which everybody remembers that she was wearing some type of weird nappy, and which just looked terrible in that white dress she had and a roughly large backside. She didn't really work out well, I don't think. So Gromy and Lucas Major didn't qualify this year, which is pretty bit of a shame for me, personal levels. Betches. And sadly, we've lost Romania, for one of my favourites of this year's contest too. Montenegro, I really wanted a Balkan ballad there, but we got Serbia going through with a bit of ethno stuff. So that's ethno rhythm. So I quite enjoyed that, and actually went really big in the hall this evening. Right, so my first guest I'm going to introduce you to is obviously my husband, Rob O'Rourke-Tuttiot, who has the Rob's Random Request each week on the show. Rob, hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lisbon again.
Yay. And what did you think, Rob? Give us your lowdown and your thoughts.
Well, I think the ones I thought was definitely going to qualify, which was Denmark, Sweden and Norway, did. So that's good. I didn't think Slovenia would. But anyway, I'm kind of glad that, because she performed it really well, even though I don't like the song. I think it's a shame that Romania and Poland and Malta didn't qualify. I'm glad Russia didn't. And that's largely because she didn't perform it very well and it didn't deserve to go through. So, I'm happy with the results, really, generally.
Good. Well, likewise too. I mean, there's negatives and positives that we can take away from tonight. But I think the show was fun. The show was really exciting. And, we could be pretty happy at that. That's happened today. Now, we're just walking back around the back of the Atlantis Arena as we walk back towards the metro tube station. And it's the delegations are all going out. So there's a lot of Eurovision fans. We're hoping to see their favourites, as we saw Sara Alto a few weeks ago on Tuesday night, and we got quite excited because I saw her and screamed at her saying I love you, Sara, and she shouted back saying thank you. She's quite fun. Right, our next guest on our reactions podcast of the semi-final two of Eurovision 2018 is lovely Dan Cobbett of OGAE UK fame.
I am a member of that. Hello, good evening.
And do everybody remembers his Engelbert Humperdinck?
I have had a go at Engelbert, what can I say?
Yeah, was it Eurostars, was it?
Yeah, 2012, oh. Indeed. Came second, just like a good UK performer, I came second.
Yes, of course, like Life Report, obviously.
And Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. How could we not forget?
Scott.
Yeah, we love Scotty. So tell us, Dan, your thoughts.
Well, I think the big news from tonight, continuing the 100% qualification bloodbath, is that I believe now that Ukraine are the only country that maintain a 100% qualification record to the finals from the semis.
Oh, yes, I think you could be right there.
There's Russia, not on the Saturday night show. So, to them for their 100% record.
Or Family Fortunes reference.
Thank you. As survey says. And
have a pee, please, Bob.
And also Romania. Goodbye indeed to Romania.
So
how accurate their song title was for this year.
Puns.
Yes. La Revedere, as I think they might say in the streets of Bucharest.
Oh, yeah.
So, but also, I think what struck me prior to tonight's show, everyone in Euro fandom was saying semi one is the best semi, and semi two, there's only about three or four good songs, and the rest are terrible. And to me, at least in the arena, it was as strong, if not stronger, than semi one. It was certainly an equal to the first semi. I enjoyed it as much. It was just as hard to pick 10 that would go through and the eight in this case that wouldn't. So really good show, I think.
Yes, very positive. Again, positives all around, really. There's not much negatives we could say. But if I did have to go on to a negative, which I think we do have to cover, is the fact that poor old Yulia Samoilova didn't sort of rise to the occasion, to use a terrible word. I was just like, it really felt awkward, didn't it? And I said, it's no slight on her or anything, though I don't think her singing abilities are all that great, to be fair. But I don't think the song was great, and it's almost like Russia didn't really want to care this year.
Well, I mean, with Russia, the one thing I will say, obviously I don't know yet how it sounded to television viewers at home, but the backing, I'm going to use singers in inverted commas here, just to me sounded atrocious.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, the Poland guy, his vocals sounded awful, and that might be a reason why Poland didn't get the votes and get through. But, yeah, the Russian backing singers were just sounded awful. I don't know if they were meant to carry Julia's vocal or just sort of disguise it, but if they did, they didn't just disguise it, they jumped all over it, stamped on it and just screamed like banshees, which isn't going to get you through to the Saturday night show. But the one thing I did want to say with regards to Russia, just as we were leaving the arena, because we were on the standing area, so it took us a while to leave.
Oh yeah.
And we saw, God love her, we saw Julia Samoilova, I've not said that right, I know I haven't, excuse me, but being carried down from the green room to leave. And she just got a round of applause from everybody, including us, because, you know,
yeah.
God love her. She came there. She gave her best shot. I think she was very upset. And she was certainly wiping away the tears as she got a round of applause as she left. And I think, you know, that's, you know, whatever the song was, you know, people did like her and that's good.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, I feel sorry for her. But good on her for coming here. I mean, there's lots of artists right across Europe who would love to come to this contest, and they never get that opportunity. For example, there's like 10, they say on average around about 10,000 songs get submitted to Eurovision.
Wow.
All of these countries, and then obviously only 43 manage to get through to the actual stage. So, and our final guest is Alan Cobbett, Dan's husband. Hello to Alan.
Hello, Kieran. How are you?
Oh, very well. Now tell us, finally, your thoughts on the second semi-final of Eurovision 2018.
Well, I just think I have to agree with what the other guys have said, really, that I think tonight was probably the best of the semis tonight. I really enjoyed the show. Certainly a lot of surprises in there. But I think that's quite exciting, and actually found myself like getting quite into the groove of Hungary and Slovenia tonight, which kind of surprised me because they weren't really ones that I like listened too much. I kind of skipped through them before, so
yeah.
That was good. And Mm-hmm. We wonder whether, when she stopped the song halfway through in Slovenia, whether it was a technical hitch for a moment there. We kind of panicked because we hadn't seen any of the jury rehearsal, so it was kind of a surprise. And we thought, oh. And then we thought, oh, is that like kind of a sympathy vote to get get her through?
We'd have to wink. But,
fantastic show tonight. And,
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, and I completely agree with, like, Hungary and Slovenia. Again, Slovenia, I'm not so keen on the song necessarily, but the performance really elevated it. And I appreciate the fact why it qualified, because it was a good, and everybody was really concerned. Certainly the Eurovision journalists over the weeks of rehearsals have been really nervous about the whole stoppage thing and thinking it's going to crucify Slovenia into not qualifying today. But I think it really did help. The crowd really rose to the occasion. They didn't expect it at all, and it happened and it worked. So now just for them, and AWS for Hungary, wow. I mean, they've blown their budget on that, all that pyro, and for quite good reason too. Oh dear. Right, yeah, very bizarre. So basically, that's about it from us here in Lisbon tonight. Now, currently at the moment, as we are talking to you, the press conference is going on. So the 10 qualifiers from tonight's semi-final 2 will be drawing out if they get in the first half or second half. And then, about an hour later, the organisers, the production team of Eurovision 2018 will be coming together and putting the running order together. Oh, very exciting. So we're wondering where all our favourite countries are going to be placed and singing on tomorrow night's jury final and obviously Saturday night's grand final television show that everybody sees every Saturday. Every Saturday, once a year, of course. So that's it from me, Kieran Arietasia, and from Dan, Alan, and Rob. We'd like to say goodnight to you all.
Boi noite.
Boi noite.
Boi noite.
Boi noite.
And obrigado. Mm-hmm. And we will speak to you all very soon. Au revoir.
Au revoir.